This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This saga of eternal torment known as Deshaun Watson is rearing its ugly head again. The National Football League with word out just a little bit ago, and gentlemen, Jim Dallas is looking at this. What is going on?
Well, we know that Judge Sue Robinson, she wrote a 16-page report based on the evidence that she examined with Deshaun Watson, and she came up with a 6-game suspension on Monday. Now, in that, it gave the NFL an opportunity to appeal, and they had to do that before tomorrow. Well, it's breaking news. We just heard a few minutes ago that the NFL will appeal that 6-game suspension. They want Deshaun Watson to be suspended for an entire season. That would be 17 games. So,
and how much money?
And, that's
a ton of dough.
There's a lot of money. He signed a $230 million guaranteed contract. So, and the way the contract was built, only $1 million of that is put in this year's, salary.
How
anyway.
How convenient.
Yeah. So they're taking care of him. That's for sure. They being the Cleveland Browns, the team that he currently plays for. So the NFL, Roger Goodell, the ball is in his court now. He will determine who is going to make the appeal. Now, I don't know. The way the story is written, I can't tell whether that means he gets to pick the court that will make that decision.
Judge Robinson?
Or maybe he'll send it to another judge. But what we do know is they have appealed. They think the 6-game suspension, not even close.
And I agree. I don't agree with the National Football League on much of anything, but I agree with them on this.
I do too. 6 games is unacceptable.
A year might make a difference.
At least double. At least 12 games.
More on this. Gentleman Jim Dallas will be tracking this because this story is not over. And by the way, did I mention training camps are in place right now? The Cleveland Browns are going to camp. This is just bizarre. Stay with us. Congressman Mark Amaday will join us from CD2. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Voters in Kansas rejected a pro-life amendment to the state constitution on Tuesday.
Correspondent Tom Verdon reports on the Kansas voters' decision.
If the amendment had passed, then Republicans could have either restricted or banned abortion. They did not say that in the run-up to the election, hoping to get more people to vote for the amendment, but that's what Democrats and abortion rights supporters said would happen.
Life News says the setback is a temporary blip that has more to do with the short-term backlash against the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade than where Americans actually stand on abortion in general. The OPEC oil cartel and its allies decided Wednesday to boost production in September by a much slower pace than in previous months. Oil analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says OPEC's decision to boost oil output by such a small amount is disappointing.
It would be akin to every day providing enough oil for the global economy for about 6 hours of consumption at one refinery. So it's a very, very, very small amount.
OPEC, led by Saudi Arabia and its allies, led by Russia, said they will increase output by 100,000 barrels a day next month after raising it by 648,000 barrels per day in July and August. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi concluded her visit to Taiwan with a pledge that the American commitment to democracy on the self-governing island and elsewhere remains ironclad. Pelosi was the first U.S. speaker to visit the island in more than 25 years. The trip drew the wrath of China, which swiftly responded by announcing multiple military exercises nearby. On Wall Street, the Dow by 416 points, the NASDAQ rose 329, the S&P advanced 63. More at townhall.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. People convicted of a crime in order to stay away from the Las Vegas Strip could soon face arrest for violating that order. Under a new rule unanimously approved by the Clark County Commission yesterday, the new measure would apply to all lawbreakers. The previous order out corridor ordinance only applied to those convicted of prostitution and drug-related activities. Under the new rules, the courts could only issue a stay-out order only upon conviction of a crime. As of last Friday, Metro Police logged more than 12,000 crimes on the Las Vegas Strip. That's up 16% compared to the same time last year. Well, the settlement between the city of Las Vegas and the developer involving the closed Badlands Golf Course has fallen apart. City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, who will be on Live and Local tomorrow, says the deal hit a last-minute glitch and has been taken off today's council meeting agenda. The proposed settlement, which was to be considered, would have paid the developer some $64 million, resolving four active lawsuits, releasing the city from any liability. Earlier this week, an attorney representing 180 Land Company says they have no word yet.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I'm checking out the traffic cams here, and it's really not all that bad on the 15. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. You will be slowed down by those HOV lanes, which are closed on the 15 both directions. That's between Warm Springs and Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Always good to have him on the show. He is one of the truly good people in our nation's capital. He is Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2. He is back in district, and he's here until after Labor Day, unless Nancy Pelosi gets a wild hair and calls everybody back. Congressman, how you been?
Not too bad, Kevin. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's good to know you're back in district. By the way, give us a little quick weather forecast, a little weather update on what's going on up there. People down here don't understand that it gets really nice this time of year.
Hey, so listen, it's a balmy 93 on Carson Street in the state's capital. Lows are in the mid-60s, and they're saying we're going to have some thunderstorms this afternoon, but Kevin, don't you bet the farm on it, okay?
I won't. I know we had monsoon rain earlier this week and over the weekend, so but I'm glad we got the weather out of the way. I want to ask you, what happens? People always say, oh, my gosh, they're going home for like a month or whatever it is. What is it you do during these, they call them district work sessions, or I'd call it summer vacation, but what is it that you folks do while you're home?
Well, it varies by individual. We use it as a time to celebrate the fact that you're not in D.C., especially when you're in the minority. So basically what you do is vote no on Nancy Pelosi's campaign bills, which is what we did pretty much most of the last month. So, for instance, for me, it's like I met with two different mining companies already today. We're doing your interview. Then we're meeting with some folks with the Regional Transportation Commission later on in the day. And then at the end of the day, it's always nice to go to your own no-kidding home and sleep in your own bed and get up the next day. Tomorrow I'm going to tour the Virginia and Truckee Railroad that is owned by a private individual in Virginia City, Tom Gray. I'm done with that. I'm headed for Tonopah to meet with some folks who are in a bit of a fight with NASA, who wants to basically close off Railroad Valley in Nye County so they can do stuff to track satellites and stuff like that. The only problem is they've been doing it without a whole bunch of without 22,000 acre land withdrawal, which they've applied for. So we're in a bit of a fighting for NASA not to withdraw 24,000 acres. Oh, by the way, it's a area, you know, you've heard the word lithium before.
Yeah.
Kevin, arguably the largest potential lithium deposit in the country, not to take away any of the other sort of stuff. And then after that, go heading to Ely the next day, or later the day, Friday, to visit the BLM district office in Ely and get updated on what they're doing with our public land. And then the next day, Saturday afternoon, going to the only national park in Nevada, Bristlecone, which is also has Lehman Caves. The Park Service is going to rededicate Lehman Caves. Sunday, I'm going to take a nice leisurely drive from east to west back to Carson City, and then Monday we'll start it all over again. So the answer for our offices is we continue to work, but we do work that's in the district. Instead of doing it over the phone, you show up and darken somebody's doorway. So I actually enjoy that part of it.
Well, I hope you're going to be careful. I don't know if word has reached you, but Jackie Walorski, a Republican member of Congress from Indiana, died in a car accident today, and word just reached us about an hour ago. So when you're back in district.
Going to an event in her district.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know her?
You're going to a – yeah. Nice lady, class act, Indiana, down to earth, leader. I think she was the senior member – on the she was the ranking member for the Republicans on the Ethics Committee. So Jackie's been around for, I want to say, coming up on 8 years or something like that.
Wow.
But, I mean, just she's one of those solid people where there's no BS and there's no subterfuge or whatever. Transparent, straightforward, follow the rules. Have a nice day.
Yeah. I want to ask you, kind of getting back to politics, you were primaried by Danny Tarkanian. That was a rough and tumble kind of race. Can you talk a little bit about what happened? Was it more difficult than you thought? Was it nastier than you thought?
Well, the nastiness was, I mean, you know, when somebody spends $750,000 telling people what a jerk you are, you know, I mean, the interesting thing about these times is, it was all attacks on Amadeus Rhino. And so it's like, well, let me see, a 95 Trump rating, 100% rating from the pro-life folks, lifetime A rating from NRA, police union for the state endorses you, veterans groups endorse you. So it's like, well, I don't know. You know, we didn't get in the gutter and start, throwing a bunch of stuff out there, too. Just basically said, hey, we think you ought to stick with the home team if you think you're being well-represented. And when you run a campaign that doesn't really bring any vision other than the guy who's in there is a bad guy, the voters responded. You know, Sharon Angle ran against me two or three cycles ago, Kevin, and spent no money and got 30% of the vote in the primary. Mr. Tarkanian spent $750,000 and got 3 more points than she did.
Wow.
So thank you, Nevada Republican primary voters, for doing your homework.
That brings us to the general election that's 97 days away. Can you talk a little bit about what the challenge is going to be there for you on November 8th?
Well, I think the challenge is for basically all Republicans in the state is we are critical thinkers, and there's nothing wrong with that, Kevin. We've always been that way. But, if, you know, people talk, oh, my God, red wave and all that other sort of stuff. There's a couple races at the top of the ticket where if Republicans don't unite, then you know it's going to be awful hard. I mean, look at what Donald Trump did in this state. When he won, he lost Clark County by 100,000 votes. When he beat Hillary, he lost Clark County by 100,000 votes. That meant that he lost the state by 30,000, 35,000 votes. When Joe Biden... In the cycle against Joe Biden, Donald Trump left the 15 rural counties, Kevin, with a 75,000 vote lead. Okay?
Wow.
He lost Washoe by 10 and lost Clark, just like with Hillary in there, lost Clark by 100,000 votes. Now, you can talk. It's like, hey, was it legit? Was it not? What did the election official do? I'm not dismissing all that. All I'm saying is this. It was basically the same margin of loss for the guy who had every tool available in the campaign box. And it was like, you cannot lose Clark County by 100,000 votes. And if you're a Republican, you know, Kevin, this is interesting. It's my opinion. You got to figure out how to lose Clark by 50,000 or less, and you got a chance. That ain't going to happen, Kevin, if Republicans can't find a unifying thought in terms of, may not have been the guy or the girl that I like the best, but unless I want more of the same, unless I want four more years of Steve Sisolak, and unless I want four more years of Chuck Schumer controlling that Nevada Senate vote, then you know what? You're not going to do the same thing and get different results out of it. And so when I look at all this stuff, and remember, we're the ones who used to be accused of being intolerant. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not that long ago.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this going, wow. I mean, there's some intolerance going on in our neighborhoods these days. It's like, well, I'm not telling anybody what to think, but if we can't rally around whoever, I mean, look at Donald Trump. He was in a 16-way primary, for God's sake. Oh, my God, we're not going to support him. We rallied around Donald Trump to make him the 45th president of the United States, and rightfully so. And if we can't figure out how to do that with the folks that have been nominated in a much smaller primary, then you know what? I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but those statewide races, we need every Republican, independent, and old-style Nevada Democrat to say, hey, if you think things are good, it's not like, hey, just vote for us because we're the other party. If you think things have been good and are heading the right way and that things are transparent and people are following the rules, then God bless you. We have a serious difference of opinion.
Yeah, no kidding. I got to ask you, it's the news of the day. It's been the news of the week, and that is Republicans for Aaron Ford, including Amy Tarkanian, Tax Hike Mike, Mike Roberson, and a small list of other name brand Republicans. What do you make of this? And I thought that's why we do primary elections, to weed all this stuff out, all this nastiness, and then get ready for the general election.
Well, first of all, it's America. You can think whatever you want. Second of all, a lot of the challenges that conservatives face are a result of the media, and that includes the S before media a lot of the time, which is social media. And so the rules are, the vast majority of the media is in the tank for the other side, and I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I'm very calm about it. Do you think you're going to get a fair shake from the national media for the most part? Then once again, God bless you. Social media, the rules are there are no rules. So when you say it's the news of the day, it's like, well, yeah, everybody's been chatting it up. So I guess, you know, we'll see how much influence Danny Tarkanian, as he introduced his wife, the greatest political consultant in the state during the Lincoln Day circuit, we'll see how much influence Mrs. Tarkanian has, and Mr. Roberson, you know, there's some other people on there too. I mean, John Porter's on there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would never criticize anybody for having an opinion, even if it differs from mine. But when it comes right down to it, those of us in the business follow that. We'll see how much those, when it comes time to vote, see how much influence that has in the attorney general's race.
But whatever happened, Mark, to sitting on your hands and just saying, you know, holding your nose and voting for somebody? You don't have to go out and campaign for them, but just vote for them. That's all we want. Whatever happened to that?
For God's sakes, Kevin, or it's like, hey, I'm just skipping the ballot. I'm skipping that part of the ballot. I'm not voting. I'm just going to skip that part of the ballot. I don't know. When you say whatever happened, it's like, I guess that's an old-fashioned thing.
Maybe. It dates
everybody
me.
Everybody that I voted for in the primary didn't win, but you don't see me going, whatever. It's like, hey, listen, if you have a rudimentary understanding of math, it's like Republicans and a lot of independents who were Republicans and a lot of conservatives who may not, you know, whatever. It's like, hey, if this isn't a good enough reason for what's been going on for the last 2 years, for sure, And even more of that in my neighborhood, Nancy Pelosi is going to start her fourth year as a, or finishing up her fourth year as a speaker. If this strikes you as something that you can take, you know, four more years for another cycle for and the presidential, then, you know, go right ahead. But that falls under the category, in my opinion, of self-inflicted wounds.
Let me get you into more current events. The Inflation Reduction Act, the Senate supposedly is going to vote on it next week. It would be a huge tax increase on people making less than $400,000. Let me ask you this. I'm assuming you folks have already voted on this. What's in it?
No, we haven't voted on it. It'll come from the Senate. They're trying to get it out of the Senate.
But you guys...
Here's the problem, Kevin. Right now, Nancy Pelosi has five more votes in the House than Kevin McCarthy does. So it'll pass on partisan lines by five votes. You know, when she started, they go, oh, this is going to be a tough one. There's only five votes and there's blue dog Democrats. Well, let me tell you what. While nobody's been looking or somebody has, she has held her caucus in lockstep by hook or by crook or whatever. But it's like there's nobody defecting from that deal when it comes time to stuff like this. So if the Senate sends something over that's along the lines of what Manchin and Schumer have done, you can bet your bottom dollar that that the D's will turn out every single one of their votes and it'll pass the House.
Wow. Will the president, Chuck Schumer, Joe Manchin on all the Sunday shows, they all said the same thing. Oh, it's going to help bring down inflation. Is that really true?
No. But the truth, I mean, that's like truth in headlines, Kevin. Come on. You know, there's an 80-page bill and two pages of it talk about one thing. That's the headline. That's what you voted for or against. Forget all the stupid stuff in the other 78 pages that never gets mentioned. And so it's like it'll bring down inflation. You can go through and go, really? How do you bring down inflation while you're taking X amount more out of the economy that is coming from? They're not coming from thin air. They're coming from taxpayers. This isn't even borrowing. Not that that's good. And so you just sit there and go, well, you can say anything you want because you know why, Kevin? Nobody in the media fact checks you except for a few. But for the most part, you look at that, all that stuff, the headlines are, oh, it's going to cut inflation. And even the title, which is, there's just no shame.
Let me just ask you, you've got a campaign coming up in 97 days. What is it you need? And can you accept help from outside of CD2 if somebody's in CD3 down here or CD1? Can they help you out?
Yes, they can. There are rules. Unless you're a federally registered PAC, I think it's like $2,700 an individual and election. So $2,700 for the primary, which is over, so you can't go back and do that retroactively. If you want to get involved, then it's up to that amount for in-kind stuff. But hey, don't forget the folks you got running in the three congressional seats down there, because they're being taken. There's a very serious look being taken at those seats for the first time in a long time after reapportionment, because while all three of them are on paper D plus eight registration advantage, the polling indicates that they're closer. So if you really want to get involved and do something, it's not that I don't need the help, because I, most expensive primary I've ever been in, I spent $500,000 to beat a guy who spent $750,000. But those folks down there can also use the help in terms of April Becker and her other colleagues down there that are running against Dina and Steven in that. So anyhow, I mean, you know, all I'm going to say is this, is if we can't put together a winning, you know, result with all of the abuse that has been heaped on, not just Republicans, not just conservatives, but the country, and look you in the eye and lie about it, if we can't do it now, then I'm just like, come on. Nobody's asking you to change your religion or anything else like that. But if you think these last few years have been good for the country and you're not willing to give somebody else a chance, then it's like, well, I guess we're going to find out something about our state and the nation.
Mark, it is always good visiting with you. Thanks so much, man. Enjoy your time at home. I know you're going to be working hard for your district and your constituents. Thanks so much. Always good to visit with you, and we'll do it again soon, I hope.
Yes, sir. I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Good guy, Congressman Mark Amaday. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.